This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Once again, hundreds took to the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, on Monday to continue to protest last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces responded with ever greater use of lethal force and mass arrest. At least 18 protesters were shot and killed on February 28th and 38 on March 3rd, according to the UN Human Rights Office. More than 1,500 have been arrested, according to the Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Members of the medical profession launched the Civil Disobedience Movement, which is the nominal coordinator of the protest, frequently hailed on demonstrator signs by its CDM initials. Myanmar labor unions, meanwhile, issued a joint call for a nationwide work stoppage beginning Monday with the goal of a full extended shutdown of the Myanmar economy. The escalation of violence in Myanmar as authorities crack down on protests against the February 1st coup is adding to pressure for more sanctions against the junta, but countries are struggling over how to best confront the military leaders and inured by into global condemnation. Australia has suspended its defense cooperation program with Myanmar. That's according to the Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne Monday. And then amid the intensified crackdown by the country's military, Australia will also redirect immediate humanitarian needs to Rohingya Muslims and other ethnic minorities, according to Payne in a statement late Sunday. This is VOA News. The United States and South Korea have now reached an agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the cost of the American troop presence, which is intended as a bulwark against the threat of North Korean aggression. That's according to both countries. The U.S. State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs said Sunday the deal includes a negotiated increase in Seoul's share of the cost, but it didn't provide any details. The Bureau wrote on Twitter that the agreement, if finalized, will reaffirm the U.S.-South Korean Treaty Alliance as the linchpin of peace, security, and prosperity for Northeast Asia. South Korea's foreign ministry on Monday issued a similar statement saying the two countries are trying to tentatively sign the deal. It said the agreement came after 3 days of face-to-face talks in Washington. In a wide-ranging interview aired Sunday, Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin, losing their royal protection, and the intense pressure that led the Duchess of Sussex to contemplate suicide. The interview with Oprah Winfrey was the couple's first since they stepped down from royal duties, and the two-hour special included numerous revelations likely to reverberate on both sides of the Atlantic. Harry told Winfrey that he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised that he was cut off financially and lost his security last year. He also said he felt his family did not support Meghan, who acknowledged her being naive about royal life before marrying Harry, as she endured terrible tabloid attacks and false stories. Meghan, who is biracial, described that when she was first pregnant with the son Archie, there were concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he was born. The statement led Winfrey to ask what incredulously and sit in silence for a moment. Equatorial Guinea authorities say a series of explosions at a military barracks in the area killed at least 20 people, wounded at least 600 others. The president said in a statement that the explosion was due to the negligent handling of dynamite in the military barracks located in the neighborhood of Mondong in Bata. The defense ministry released a statement late Sunday saying that a fire in a weapons depot in the barracks caused the explosion of high-caliber ammunition. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ata mwasi yo moko bala. Mario mosalo be kolinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yo te. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi e. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona e na baye e. Na boyi ko baby sanzoto na matanga na lembi e. Mario.
Kolinga kapesi bazai na mbongo Yo kandenge azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipi na mibali Yo moto zai na baliplon mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona ninyo zako baby saka usambu sakombo nobo Mario Ah, alembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zote koma sembe sembe Oko pete gana zoka Lobi na sua maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kopola yo kimi baye Mario na baye Mario na lembie
Ma familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesa kanga motoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na lisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembie
Kambo moke mo sala kobo ma
biloko ya ndako
na somba na lembie Mario na baye yo kende Mario na lembio
Mario okutinga na biloko mo bali mosusu somba oyo kelingi akovanda te Mario oyo kelingi te olia na mesa Kaka soki zuwe kanyo na poitrine Oliaga kopeta kai nako boma biloko Mario, sinasali sayo mingi Diploma si mangamu na sesa kiyo Mario Bongo leonga kumimwa si mape Mario di kambote Ah, mokie, ezaka kaboye
Mobali akutinga na bomengo asengi ya komandenga na nimi Mobali akutinga na bandenge asengi ya dirijenga na nimi Nabandiko bimana ye, babandiko penga ye, monsieur. Mario abimbi moto, akanisi biloko na gaya ye. Mario, naba ye yo. Kende Mario, nale mbiyo.
Mario atongi epe ya baboti, akuti mbeto na ye ya bomwana. Eko mitangwa kolala mbeto mokuse makolo milai mario. Mario na lembie, somba mbeto na baye, Mario na lembie,
Koyo kamotema pasite, nako kamoto na putaka, ilama na sombela yo, natike niyo souvenir ya bolingo, moye zalina lavaj, nako tindela yo na bato.
bala kubetela nga bana bikoko bana ngoya iyo olingo beba mama mobokoli
African beats whale. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in brackets, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African Beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. now who they hungry? Bobo. Your mother go for farm, he no come where you say he come. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's Reggae King from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here's another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat. When the album is out, let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Thank you.
Martin Bango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is the one next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. The Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria. And to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Jowanda, my friend and your family. And not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Vanden here in Washington, saying bye-bye.